For WNPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano. Last year, the number of homicides in Hartford was lower than in 2015. But murders in Connecticut's capital city were up in 2017, including a spike in one Hartford neighborhood. If you look at a map of Hartford and its 16 neighborhoods, you'll find Frog Hollow. It's just north of Trinity College and a little southwest of downtown. The vibrant heart of Frog Hollow is Park Street, home to El Mercado Shops and Sol de Borican Bakery. Last year, not one person was murdered in Frog Hollow, but just hours into 2017, Luz Rosado was shot and killed right on Park Street.
She was here, actually she was here getting her hair done that day there.
Sonia Ayala owns El Mejor Equipo, a hair salon that's just two doors down from where Rosado was murdered.
The next day, somebody called me and said that she was killed. And as a matter of fact, the guy that shot her was here getting his hair done also.
The man who allegedly murdered Rosado had been arrested and charged with four felonies, including attempt to commit murder and criminal possession of a firearm, just 2 days before he reportedly killed Rosado. And 5 months earlier, he was charged with two felonies, including assault two with a firearm stemming from a June 2016 incident. Still, Ayala says that from her vantage point, the police don't do a bad job of protecting the neighborhood.
The cops do their job. They do their job, okay? However, if the legal system doesn't enforce the law, you know, they go into jail, they're out back here doing the same thing there.
Frog Hollow is not the only neighborhood where murders have taken place in Hartford. Since New Year's Day of 2005, 349 people have been murdered in the capital. 68 people have been murdered in a neighborhood called Northeast. That's 18% of all the murders. In that same time, 22 people have been killed in Frog Hollow, including 10 in the last 4 years. 2017 has been the most deadly of all, with 4 people killed in Frog Hollow. Hairstylist Sonia Ayala believes it. There are white posters featuring different haircuts affixed with red tape onto her front window. They're covering up bullet holes from an incident earlier this year. One stray bullet ricocheted into the shop and hit the ceiling.
It was riddled with bullets is what happened. I had my grandkids here.
Your grandkids were here?
I had my two grandkids here. There was a total of 6 people in here. It just went out broad daylight, 9:30 in the morning.
Brian Foley is deputy chief of the Hartford Police Department. At a recent news conference, he addressed gun violence.
We have so many guns, so much violence in the city of Hartford. I can promise you one thing, the guns do not come from Hartford.
Foley's theory is that criminals shoot people with guns that come from out of town and that much of the gun violence is driven by the opioid epidemic.
And with that, your larcenies and burglaries pick up. They have picked up across the entire region. What are they looking for when they break into somebody's house? Things worth value, things that they can trade for drugs very easily. That's firearms.
Foley used the example of a 10-year-old who was shot in her Hartford home. Foley says she survived but was hit by a stray bullet.
The gun did not come from Hartford. It came from a burglary in Glastonbury.
Mayor Luke Bronin supports the claim that much of the gun violence happens with firearms not native to Hartford.
You have those who are struggling with addiction who will find and steal an unsecured firearm, sell it for money or for drugs, and in many cases that's how these guns end up on our street.
Bronin says the city is tackling gun violence in a variety of ways, including a partnership with a program designed for gunshot detection solutions, along with community programs aimed at keeping kids away from a life of crime. And Bronin was tough on his predecessor, Pedro Segada, for how he dealt with gun violence. And in Bronin's first year as mayor, the number of homicides declined. But now, the number has doubled from last year. 29 people killed, 24 of those lives cut down by a firearm. Among them, Luz Rosado. Her two children, one is 9, the other is just over a year old, will live their lives without their mom. Back in her Park Street salon, Ayala recounts the scene in her shop before Rosado was killed.
The one-year-old that she left there was crying. It was like he sensed that something was going to happen to his mother. And I'll never forget, you know, the cry there. He was just clinging to her.
And Ayala says even though she's noticed more crime than ever in Frog Hollow this year, she's not moving her salon. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.